5633.
Hello, America. I hope wherever you are that you are fortunate enough to be able to afford heating oil for that that house that you're in, or some logs on the fire, because pretty much anywhere, unless you're on the left coast, it is bitter cold. I know I've said this for the past couple shows, but I'm like a weather nut now. I keep checking the weather map, and it is like sitting on a map. The Arctic blast is incredible, and an incredible cold grip has wrapped itself around the nation. Boy, wind chill in some parts, 30, feels like 30 below. That's incredible. And in Florida, man, they are on a race to save our oranges. And it's funny because just a month and a half ago, I was in Orlando, and I've said the story and went up and down those orange groves. It's beautiful. But now the same places where I was walking, they're wrapping up the trees and trying to do whatever they can, worried that they're not going to be able to save the crop. That means when you go to get orange juice, it's going to cost a whole lot more. So please, my friends, stay warm. We're going to dive into all kinds of things, including the charges on Abdullah Muttalib, what he will face as a result of that December 25th plot to blow up an airliner heading into Detroit. But first, every once in a while, we turn to Easy Ticket Mike here on America Tonight. It's always fun to talk with him about sports. And we have the big game coming up tomorrow, of course, for all the marbles, national title game, Alabama against Texas. And then there's other things to talk about, as always. It's almost like you have to be an attorney these days to do sports, because you're always looking at legal issues. And in the NBA, one of the hottest stories is, sadly, is Gilbert Arenas, who was indefinitely suspended from the NBA. Wow. And why? All because of a little gun thing and a little gambling mixed in between. So who better to dissect all this stuff with than Easy Ticket Mike? Mike, how was your holiday?
Oh, they were great. I ate too much and imbibed too much, but besides that, it was great.
Yeah, you know, the problem is, it's like literally in 1 week you can gain 10 pounds if you eat too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, too much turkey, too much candy, all that kind of nonsense. Well, I started out with Gilbert Arenas, rather, and wow, is that just, that's the craziest story that came out of left field. I mean, I guess not out of left field. I knew something was going to happen, but this is a terrible, terrible break, certainly for Arenas.
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, you know, his salary, you know, is pretty high up there. He's like, I think it's $16.2 million, and you know, he's suspended without pay, so he's going to have a hard time making that up somewhere else.
Yeah, see, that's the idea, that's trying to, instead of course, with somebody with that kind of money, in suspending him without pay, it has much more teeth. And especially because it's indefinitely, and from what I understand in a conversation I had today with somebody about it, this could go on for a while. So, and it was the weirdest thing, too, for people who don't know what happened. David Stern was just fuming that this happened. It was just a day after he came out. Of course, the Wizards guard was photographed before a game in Philly. He was pointing his index fingers like they were guns at his teammates, and apparently that made it that much worse because it was a rub-in. And, of course, he's under investigation by the feds and the local cops in Washington after admittedly bringing guns to the locker room. Wow. What was he thinking?
Well, I think that was the definitive word there, is thinking.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so who knows with the Wizards, but you look at the teams that are really in it right now, and we still have a long way to go in hoop. Who do you like at this point?
Well, you know, my Mavericks, they're looking real good. They're just right behind the Lakers right now. I mean, they're doing real well, but the Lakers, you know, they're always doing excellent. Boston and Cleveland, they're fighting it out for the number one spot. But, you know, I think, you know, it's It's going to be either in the finals come April or in May. I think it's going to be either L.A. and the Mavericks or against either Boston or Cleveland.
Yeah, I agree. And still, we still have to wait to see how this plays out in the next month or so, and especially once you get past that All-Star break, everything changes. Quickly, let's switch gears and talk a little football. We're in the playoffs right now. We do a thing called Nail the Score. Our game of the week was Dallas and Philadelphia. As you can imagine, nobody predicted a shutout. Nobody won all the goodies. And here we go again, a rematch of the Cowboys and the Eagles. I'm not so sure about the Eagles in this one. I think they'll play better, but it was like they were so unprepared in the last one. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a different team showing up this week. That's
I think
sure.
so, too.
I was talking with somebody. I said, well, maybe they were just setting the Cowboys up to give them overconfidence and move on from there. But, the Eagles, they lost home field advantage. They went from, if they'd won that game, they'd been number two seed. Now they're number six.
Yeah, no kidding. Crazy. And that just shows you the playoffs because you just never know what's going to happen. And that's why things change so much. So now you're changing your Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, and, Dallas has really looked good the last month here. Everybody counted them out 6 weeks ago, and they said they were here in Dallas. People were up in arms, thought they should bench Tony Romo, and and the Cowboys weren't going to go anywhere. And now, of course, they have fair weather friends here in Dallas, also all the time, and so they're. Everybody thinks they're great now since they won a few games, but they have looked really good the last month. And right now, I'm thinking the Super Bowl is going to be San Diego and Dallas.
Ooh, that's a wild prediction. I don't know that I would go there on either ends of that one, but we'll see. College football, I mentioned this already, the big game finally, Texas and Alabama. A lot of people on the Roll Tide bandwagon. What do you think?
Well,
you're going to say Texas.
Well, Texas is my team, but
Yeah. Unfortunately,
I think that Alabama is going to win it all. That's logically.
They're too good.
I think that's what's going to happen. I hope that Texas ends up winning it. I mean, I think it's going to come down to who has the least turnovers and has the better breaks.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Alabama wins it, though. I agree. It'd be cool to see Texas win it, but I think it's all about Roll Tide. No question. All right, you can go to ev-ticket.com. Mike, of course, has tickets to everything, all the stuff that we just talked about. He had all the college football all throughout the season. Same with the NBA, NHL. We didn't mention that, but any sport that you can think of. And concerts. What's hot concert-wise?
Oh, well, there's a... I was looking, Brad Paisley's doing excellent. He's actually Friday, he's in Oklahoma City, of all places. My brother lives up there, so I have to put a rub in on that. But, there's a lot of country western things out, but Lady Gaga, she's on tour. I mean, that's a big tour. Jay-Z, he's out there. There's just a ton of different.
Yeah, that's what you said, a ton of different kinds of artists. So check out his website, ev-ticket.com. Mike, we'll talk to you down the road. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Enjoy the games this weekend. Thanks.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening.
You too. You too.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hey, once again, congratulations to Jake in Austin, Texas, listening to us on KJCE for winning the clinic to the Dave Pelz Golf School, the Short Game Maestro. You will absolutely love it. What a great prize that was. And, by the way, we continue to give out some great stuff. We still have the prize pack for Nail the Score. That will happen on Thursday. We'll randomly pick the game of the week in the NFL. If you correctly nail the score and the team, you win cell phone, movie tickets, and, of course, gift certificates to eateries all around the country, as I know that you're listening to us all over the country, whether it's Kansas City or Illinois or Connecticut or California or wherever it is, wherever you happen to be. Don't worry, because it'll definitely fit in wherever that is. All right, speaking of going out to eat and whatnot, a lot of people are finding themselves doing some belt tightening. And it's not just people who don't, you know, people who have barely enough money to make it from check to check. A lot of times, too, it's the wealthy people that are getting slammed as well. Across the board, we're seeing, and we talk about this a lot, the foreclosure rate, etc. And then we also see that, and we've mentioned this, the bankruptcy rate is still pretty high as well. So I'm very pleased to welcome our next guest. He's an expert in this field. He's bankruptcy attorney Reed Allman. Now, Reed, I just read a statistic about it where bankruptcies were up over 30%. Wow. So people really, really struggling in these tough times, right?
Absolutely. We're seeing a lot of people come into our office. You know, every month it seems like it's getting to be more and more. So it's disturbing, but it is definitely happening.
And I mentioned that about the foreclosures, because somebody told me the other day who's in real estate that it's not just the lower income folks that are struggling. It's in some cases, it's the high dollar people. That doesn't make sense to me. Explain that.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the economy is affecting everyone. I was watching on the news today that on average, people's retirement accounts went down 30% as well this year. So a lot of people are unemployed or underemployed, and, you know, these economic troubles are really not defined just to one group of people right now.
So in your experience, and as long as you've done this, Is this the biggest, you personally, is this the biggest rise that you've seen people coming to see you to ask you about bankruptcies and what to do and all that other sort of stuff? Are you seeing the most who have come through your doors?
Yes. Right. I mean, I think we've, last year in 2009, we had some months where we were seeing, over 1,000, initial, consultations for new clients in 1 month. And that was the most that we've ever experienced.
Wow. What do you do? I mean, these are good questions. I've had people ask me this before when we've talked about business and finance and when you find yourself, because so many people have their own businesses. When you find yourself looking into the abyss and trying to decide, when you say consultations, how do you try to counsel someone as to the right road to go down? I imagine there's a bunch of qualifiers, right?
Well, there are a lot of moving parts because, there's three different types of bankruptcy that our office does and two primary types for consumers. And so we have to look at each individual case and determine, what is the problem? Are there any assets that we're looking to try to protect or save from foreclosure or repossession? And also, what kind of income stream do these clients have coming in? And so you have to kind of see the entire financial picture for someone before you can really explain what their options are, their non-bankruptcy and their bankruptcy options.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, bankruptcy often is a necessary thing for a lot of people, a necessary option. I've known recently in the last 3 years, and I know you know many stories like this, I've known three guys who now are massively successful, but at one time in their life, they had no choice. They had to do the bankruptcy route, and it's good that they did it because they actually saved themselves. And to many people, that sounds weird, but you specialize in that. And isn't that true that you see that somebody walks through a different door eventually?
I think so. I mean, for my personal self, I mean, it's very humbling to do this kind of work because you realize when you talk to these people and you hear their stories that no one is really immune because if we were even in my personal situation, if I were to experience trouble in my business or I had a reduction in income for 6 months, it would be hard for me to meet my obligations. And most of us don't have, 6 months or a year's worth of savings set aside. So you lose that job, you come down with an illness. It could really happen to anyone.
Yeah, no kidding. And I started with the foreclosure thing, and that's the deal with the foreclosures. Bankruptcy would give you sort of the stay, I hate to use this word, but sort of a stay of an execution, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, there is a bankruptcy stay, and that's one of the things that is the most powerful and exciting thing about bankruptcy is it flips the tables from the creditor being the one in control of pushing the issue, posting the foreclosure, taking back the property, and stays all actions so that the consumer, in most cases, they'll like to do a Chapter 13 to take those past due mortgage payments and pay back the mortgage company over, a five-year repayment plan.
Yeah. One of the things that people, I think one of the biggest myths, and people get confused on this, about what it does to your credit. Does it hurt your credit for 10 years? Does it hurt your credit for 12 years? I've heard all kinds of floating numbers. What's the truth on that?
Well, I think the 10 years is coming from, how long things stay on your credit report. But our experience with our clients is within 1 year after a bankruptcy discharge, provided they will get a secure credit card, make those payments on time, not get into any problems, they can often see a 50-point increase in their credit score, which sounds odd, but the reason is most of the time people put off filing for bankruptcy until they already have late pays, they have charge-offs on their credit, and so their score is plummeted. Mm-hmm. And once they do the bankruptcy, they clear the slate. All the negative history is gone, and then you start rebuilding new history. And that's kind of the trend we see within 1 to 2 years after filing. You can start to see a positive upward climb.
Yeah. What's the? I've always wondered the rule on this. Can you file for bank because of the whole business thing that with people having businesses and then versus personal? Can you file for bankruptcy, Reed, more than one time in your lifetime?
Sure. The rules are, if you file for bankruptcy and you get a discharge, currently for a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, it's 8 years between filings. So you would have to wait 8 years. If you were to do a Chapter 13, it depends on if your prior case was a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13, but it can be anywhere between 4 to 6 years between filings.
Okay, that's good to know. What do you think? We just dispelled, I think, some of the things that people don't understand, but what do you think is the biggest misconception when people come into your office about bankruptcy?
I think the biggest misconception is that they should be ashamed, that they should feel, guilty for seeking advice, because, the big corporations, file bankruptcy all the time because they see it's a smart, business move. It's necessary for them to accomplish their goals. And the frustrating thing is to see people who wait too long until they lose property or their emotional state has really been damaged to such a state that they put it off. And so I'd say it's best to at least find out, get the facts, see what bankruptcy is all about so you can make an informed decision.
Yeah, boy, the truer words were never spoken. I hope that we've helped some people tonight, Reed, and you can check out his website. It's great. They even do a free evaluation, I believe, if you go to Alman and Lee. It's A-L-L-M-A-N-D and Lee, L-E-E.com. Reed, thanks so much. We'd love to talk to you again in the future.
That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Great information. Because really, when I said the statistic the other day about how much the bankruptcies had jumped up, I had a lot of people, probably about a handful of people emailed me with different stories about bankruptcies. And really, that's true. I know some people who had no choice because one was medical, another one was a divorce where somebody just couldn't turn it around. And then another was simply a job situation that was unexpected, a blindside kind of deal. And all of them recovered nicely, all of them recovered and are doing well. So that's the thing, you can always bounce back. But I think what Reed says there is true. If you don't do anything, it's just like anything else. If you bury your head in the sand, it's too late. And by the time that you look up, all is lost where you could have really saved yourself some true heartache. All right, stay with us. Coming up, the big news on the day, Chris Dodd, the senator. We told you that when it first happened, I'd gotten a text from somebody that he was retiring. So after 30 years, he says bye-bye. How did he go out? We'll let you hear. Coming up around the bend.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Anne Rice put the vampires back on the map with her vampireless stat and her series of books. And now the vampire deal is hot again with the series True Blood and Vampire Chronicles and the Robert Patterson, the young stud guy who's the vampire that in the Twilight series that the girls are running to see at the movie theaters. And now this from California, and this was real life stuff, folks. they have a controversy. You know how it is. Any city council. If you're ever curious about how ridiculous on a local level it can become, but it's your tax money there too, go to a few city council meetings. I've done it. I've covered it back in my TV days. Well, this was a strange one out of a place called Lawndale, California. Apparently, they paid a pretty penny, like $35,000, to plant what amounted to garlic plants in the road areas, you know, like on the side of the roads, and it stinks. It's like Gilroy. If you've ever been to California, you've been through Gilroy, you smell the garlic, it's overwhelming. So one city councilman, and I swear I think he was serious when he was saying this, was arguing against removing the garlic plants because now they're talking about removing them, which will cost the money to get them out of there, too, after they planted them in the first place, part of a beautification project. I just want to know who was the person who said, garlic plants, let's put those in. That's perfect. So this city councilman is saying that he's concerned about the vampires in L.A. Do you think it was tongue-in-cheek or do you think he really meant it? I'm going to let you listen to this conversation.
No, but in all seriousness, this flower, it smells. It's not something you're going to plant in your backyard and certainly nothing you're going to bring into your living room. But they are all over Hawthorne Boulevard here in the city of Lawndale. Basically, the city several years ago, they paid a lot of money to have these plants brought in and planted out here. And now they're considering paying tens of thousands of dollars to have these plants removed. We took these flowers today. We brought them to the residents. This was their reaction. Can you just smell it for me?
Yeah.
That's the smell.
Yeah, that is.
You like it?
No.
Sniff it.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, that's it.
Describe it.
Smells like weed. Like chronic.
Residents here in Lawndale are getting a big whiff of garlic. Here at the corner of 147th and Hawthorne Boulevard, garlic plants line the center divider. About 8 years ago, the city paid millions to redevelop the main boulevard. That included planting these garlic plants.
It's like skunk. It's like the smell of a skunk.
Some city council members are willing to spend $35,000 of taxpayer money to remove the plants. But City Councilman Jim Ramsey thinks that's absurd. In fact, he thinks the whole stinky flower issue is...
a joke. Just a joke. The only reason why we ever had garlic put in was so we could keep the vampires out of town. And since we have had garlic, I haven't seen one single solitary vampire in town.
And these plants protecting you.
Oh, these plants are protecting the city. And if we take them out, we may have vampires in here again.
But we all know the myths that garlic keeps us safe from being attacked by vampires. But is it worth $35,000 to get rid of a smelly flower?
All right. Now, that's just, can you imagine that reporter going out to do that story? You had to hear it. Now, these are the kind of things that make you crazy, right? But I think, I really honestly think the city councilman was serious. It reminded me of a movie that I saw called Lost Boys. And the grandfather in the movie who was nonchalant about the vampires, though, those vampires, and he helped kill the vampires at the end of the movie, and they were stunned. The family, his daughter and sons that came to live with him were stunned that he knew about the whole vampire thing and hadn't said anything. And if you haven't seen Lost Boys, you're probably lost in what I'm talking about. But he was an old man, and it reminded me of the way this city councilman was, just kind of nonchalant. I don't know, Donovan, do you think he was being tongue-in-cheek, or do you think he really thinks that there are vampires that are being kept away from that part of Los Angeles?
Well, I think Obama is probably right that we need more science education in classrooms. If he really was serious.
Ba-dum-bum, that was good. That's true. And maybe then you wouldn't have people serving on the city council that perhaps somehow think that there are really vampires. All right, speaking of vampires, there is another meaning to the word vampire. It's when, in a different way, you, how shall I say this politely, whore yourself out for money. We seem to talk about that all the time on America Tonight. However, this time it was an artist, a singer, if you will, a pop singer, very popular pop singer. And I have to wonder, did she really realize who she was singing for? Was it just her handler saying, go for the money, no big deal, we'll go down to St. Bart's and Kitts and whatever, and you sing at this party and you get $2 million? Because what happened was Beyonce, who was one of the reigning queen women, was, in fact, at a party for Muammar Gaddafi's son, a son who's been arrested for a whole bunch of different things and is not a good guy by any stretch of the imagination. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, if you know what I mean. So she sang three songs and got the money. And you just have to wonder about those personal choices. This is somebody who didn't really need the money. She has plenty of money to go around, and her husband could throw it up in the air and burn it, perhaps. That's how much money he has. So what was she thinking when she took the gig? Do you think she knew who she was singing for? I'm thinking perhaps not. She's lucky she didn't hear that pinging sound of the machine guns in the background. So that's scary to me. All right, from the Can You Believe It, you know that Jenny Craig has got some pretty famous reps now. There, of course, was Kirstie Alley. She lost weight, and then she gained weight, and then she disappeared, and then, you know, what, everything else in between. But probably the most famous is from One Day at a Time, Valerie Bertinelli, who reinvented herself, went on this diet, lost all that weight, and I think she has two books out, and has revitalized, in a way, a career because of it. So who would think that Jason Alexander is now the new, one of the new spokespeople for Jenny Craig, but he is. They can't get away from it, I guess. Maybe he's thinking he'll reinvent himself this way. I don't know. But his big resolution was to drop weight, so that's what he's doing. And we'll see if he has any success with it. He says that he gained 15 pounds during each year of the show because of the craft services. You know, they're famous for that, famous for incredible spreads on these television series when they're there for the long day hours rather than days shooting them. So he wants to lose, I guess, 40 pounds. Wow, how about that? We'll see. I think that there is danger when you say, especially on the weight front. I mean, how many of us, if you get that little paunch, you're going to lose weight. But when you actually sign on to do it, boy, all the eyes of the world, especially the scumarazzi in that part of the world in California, they are on you like you wouldn't believe. So I can imagine he'll have the cameras following not too far behind him. Hey, coming up on the show, of course, we have birthdays and this day in history, one of the fun things I think that we do here. It's always neat to I think, as I'm a fan of history, it was one of my favorite subjects in school, to look back on what happened on certain days, and we go way back. We go way back before the birth, really, of our country, and dig up some obscure things and some things that make you go, oh, yeah, I remember that. So we've got that coming up, news you can abuse, and as always, the upside-down news, although plenty of upside-down news. We've given that to you throughout, I think, this version of America Tonight. There's just too many crazy things that were happening across the country, not to touch on some of those things. And we just did one of them with the Beyonce deal. Very, very odd. Like I said, I'm gonna give her the benefit of the doubt and say that she's so far removed from it. Hey, there's this party in St. Kitts. You get $2 million. You sing 3 songs. What an easy payday that is. Boom, boom. It's a great place. You go for a couple days and or a day or whatever, and you're out of there. So I'm thinking that's what the name of that tune was. I don't think she really knew that it was Gaddafi's son, or perhaps she wouldn't have done that, most likely, right? That's what I'm thinking. Like I said, I'm just going to give her the benefit of the doubt. And also, as we move along here too, we got a quick mail segment. I promise I'm going to jam on it. I appreciate all the emails that you send, because constantly I'm pumping the site, and for the fact that you can throw in your 2 cents that way if you're working. I've gotten a lot of emails from people who are in the middle of a shift somewhere, but they pound something out, a thought or two. So I've got a stack of them that I'm saving, and we will do a quick email segment for you too coming up on this last section of the show. Many of you sounding off on resolutions. It's funny, but just heading into the week, I was asking about resolutions and if you had come up with any and were following it. And most resolutions have to do with what I was mentioning about Jason Alexander, weight loss or financial goals or some such thing. So anyway, I'll get to some of those next, coming up around the bend.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AaronAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Coming up, we're going to hit those highlights, the news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history. But first, thanks to all of you who have sent me emails in the past week. I'm going to hit up a bunch of them right now as we head to the mailbox. Ready? And here we go. Thanks to Cindy. Cindy, I got this in the beginning of the week. Kate, I'm a longtime listener since Ernie Brown started, in fact. I just wanted to make a comment on something that you hinted at last week. Do we want the same kind of bureaucracy that clearly dropped the ball on this Abdullah Muttalib guy to run our health care also? I don't think so. By the way, the temp at midnight here was -5 degrees. It's the third sub-zero night in a row. Is there no polar ice cap left at the North Pole? You may be able to find one here in Illinois. Cindy, thanks. That's very, very clever. I laughed as I read that. All right, here's another one from Jeff. Jeff says, Kate, you've been talking about these resolutions, and then you kind of dropped on that. I wondered what your resolution was, and I thought I would tell you mine. Mine is to live a happy and healthy life, and as you often mention, try to enjoy the freedoms that we have here in the U.S., even though all of us are disgusted by some of the things that are happening out of Washington. We still do need to take a breath and not bury ourselves underground or in a bunker and not enjoy the freedoms that have been afforded to us that we still do have. as the result of massive frustration. Very well said. I that's exactly what I believe, that yes, you should stand up, be counted, be heard, and stand up for your civil liberties. You should email senators and congressmen or try to make a difference where you can, but definitely soak in what life has to offer and don't live in a deep, dark state of depression as a result of what is happening around us. Connie emails this and says, resolutions, boy, they're tough, aren't they? Kate, I can honestly say every year I do start off with good intentions. Usually it's to lose a few pounds and also to keep in touch better with friends and some other things, but I never seem to really stick to the resolution. So this year I decided to try something new. I'm not going to make any resolutions, and let's see how I do at the end of the year. Very nice. Here's one from Johnny M. John says, resolutions. You were mentioning them last week and then into this week, too. My resolution is to buy myself a very big boat and just float away. I'm tired of all the nonsense that's happening across this great country. Maybe it's time that I got out on the wide open waterways and got away from all of the noise. You have to have a pretty decent boat. I don't know if you are you talking about floating away forever or for just a short amount of time. All right, here's something fresh and new from our pal Dennis McMahon, who emails us quite a lot. His emails are all just so clever, from Vermont. And what a great station WVMT has been with America Tonight. Big shout out to all of you. Here's what he writes. Whatever it takes, but I would be more accepting of this stuff if we didn't have all the restrictions on our war against such, I can't use the word, jerks, and the sheer inconsistency of dealing with the enemy with so much emphasis on their so-called rights and not our normal day-to-day business. Happy New Year. Okay, he makes the points that we, Dennis, of course, you know that. I feel the same way. You make the points that we so often talk about here on ATN. All right, you can flip me your thoughts, as always, americatonight.net. How about this strange story as we swing into news you can abuse? This one out of Portland, Oregon. I know there's some people listening to us in the great state of Oregon. A prosecutor says a man accused of sneakily snipping a fellow bus passenger's hair as he sat behind her New Year's Eve is a suspect in a number of similar things that have happened in Portland. The guy's name is Jared Weston Walter, and he pled not guilty in a courtroom to third-degree robbery and interfering with public transit, second-degree disorderly conduct, and harassment. During the hearing, the 22-year-old, who is a suspect in other incidents in which women riders have either had their hair cut or glued on area buses, talked about it and didn't say much. Can you imagine that? You're on a bus and someone tries to glue your hair. Boy, I think I would become unglued if that happened to me. And what is the guy's deal? And then snipping the hair, that's worse than news you can abuse. It's awful. This is a strange story out of Romania. Romanian newspapers are reporting that a Romanian family hid 40,000 euros or $57,000 in a pair of old shoes, then threw them away by mistake. Luckily, they've recovered the bulk of their savings. That'd be upsetting. That's like, you know, hiding it in the mattress. Put the money in the mattress, you know that? And then that inevitably happens. Somehow somebody throws it away, something happens. So this guy was hiding the savings in the shoes. He didn't tell his wife. His wife cleaned the house before Christmas, threw the shoes away. Wow. So they did find the shoes and didn't recover all the money, but recovered some of them, and they're trying to see if they can get more of that money back. Oh, that'd be upsetting. Merry Christmas. Guess what? Those shoes? Those stinking shoes, I threw them away. Really? You got to be kidding me. You don't know how much money I had in those shoes. All right, would you believe there are 358 days left in the year? If you like to count days, that's where we're at, folks. So January 7th, 2010, Here's what happened. Back in 1610, astronomer Galileo began observing three of Jupiter's moons, which he initially took to be stars. He spotted actually a fourth moon almost a week later. Another astronomer, Marius, who claimed to have spotted the moons before Galileo, did later named the Jovannan satellites and a few others. So there's that battle over territory. I claim that I saw it first. In 1608, an accidental fire devastated the Jamestown settlement in the Virginia colony. Jamestown is a sweet place to go and visit if you ever have a chance. Go there. It's really, really cool. Little slice of history. And in 1989, the Emperor of Japan, Hirohito, died in Tokyo. He was 87. He was succeeded by his son. Meanwhile, we quickly move on to birthdays. Birthday music, please. You're going to love this list because you're going to know a ton of names. Ready? CBS Evening News anchor Katie Couric is 53 years old. Country singer David Lee Murphy is 51. From the Go-Go's, rocker Kathy Valentine is 51 years old. You might not know Kathy Valentine. Guarantee if you watch any movies, you probably have come across Nicolas Cage at some point. He is 46 years old. I like this group called Five for Fighting. The singer-songwriter John Ondrasik is celebrating a birthday, a big one. It's kind of a milestone birthday, 45. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Dustin Diamond is 33. You know the face, you probably don't know the name. Celebrating a birthday as well, I guarantee you're going to know this guy. If you know anything about music, old music from the 70s, singer Kenny Loggins, remember from Loggins and Messina, is 62 years old. Also, pop musician Paul Revere, 72 years old. Celebrating a birthday as well as actress Erin Gray. It's a milestone birthday. 60 is a pretty big one. David Caruso from CSI Miami. Do you watch that series? He is 54 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. A few years younger than Caruso. Actress Hallie Todd is 48 years old. Cameron Grimes turns a whopping 20. 20 is a good age. One more year and you are legal. Magazine publisher Jan Wiener is 64 years old. Think Rolling Stones. He's also done a bunch of cameos in a few movies, so you'd probably recognize him. Leaving you with this thought, there may be peace without joy and joy without peace, but the two combined make happiness.
This president can't just go out on a date.